I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, winter showed up with a vengeance this week, especially in the South. Temperatures in the 20s or teens with wind chills in single digits. The prediction is for more tolerable temperatures, but the cold is likely to return and you and your pet should be prepared for it. If a dog is accustomed to being outdoors even in cold weather, it may be able to withstand chilly nights. When the temperatures get so low, however, you need to make arrangements for protection for your furry friend. Providing a solid, draft-free doghouse is a good start. It should be insulated with a sloped roof and a bed that is raised several inches off the cold floor. A heated doghouse is even better. Put some extra chow in the dog bowl. Your pet will burn more calories as it tries to keep warm. And make sure fresh, unfrozen water is available at least several times a day. Keep in mind that some dogs are better built for enduring the cold weather. The St. Bernard has the image of rescuing people lost in the snow. The Siberian Husky is used to pull dog sleds in the Arctic. The Chow Chow has a very thick coat and can usually tolerate severe winter weather. If your pet has short hair or health problems such as arthritis, is very young, or is getting up there in years, you need to keep it warm. Both dogs and cats can benefit from a warm place to snuggle and fight off the chill, even if it's just a laundry room or garage. And if, like many of us, you have a pet that lives mostly indoors, it's still important to take some precautions in very cold weather. Don't leave your four-footed friend outside for extended periods of time. It may help to get a jacket or sweater for its excursions outdoors. Be aware that some cats sometimes crawl up in the engine compartments of cars to get off the ground, out of the wind, and even find some warmth from a recently run engine. A couple of noisy bangs on your car hood before starting the engine could prevent a tragedy. It's up to you to keep your best friend safe in all seasons when you're speaking of pets.